بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استاذ شارف شيخ يظل عارف بالله رومي شيخ العرب والعجم الشاحكين محمد اختصر نور الله وكره. التايتل هي سكون الدل contentment of the heart. اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا, بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں, خدا کی سرکشی سے خود خوشی ہے مال و دولت میں, کبھی اللہ حوالوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, کبھی اللہ حوالوں سے نہیں ایسا سنا جاتا, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, سکون دل اترتا ہے فلک سے اہل تقویٰ پر, بدون حکم خدا سائے صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا, بدون حکم خدا سائے صدا پھر کیسے پا جاتا, اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, اگر پیٹرول کی مانند ہوتا یہ سکون دل, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, زمین میں کر کے بورنگ اس کو ہر کافر بھی پا جاتا, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, بتوں کے عشق سے دنیا میں ہر عاشق ہوا پاگل, گناہوں سے سکو پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, گناہوں میں گناہوں سے سکو پاتا تو کیوں پاگل کہا جاتا, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, بچو گندے عمل سے امردوں سے دور ہو جاؤ, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا, اگر یہ فعل اچھا تھا خدا پتھر نہ برساتا, نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا, نہیں ممکن کہ ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، اگر جذبے کرم کی دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختل، میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختل، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، مگر میں کیا کروں چپ بھی نہیں مجھ سے رہا جاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا، اگر اللہ والوں سے نہیں دل کی دوا پاتا، بہت مشکل تھا اپنے نفس سرکش کو دبا پاتا.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین. صدق اللہ المولانا العظیم. This very beautiful poem, and may Allah let us take the lessons from here and bless us with the reality which Hazrat has spoken about here, sukoon-e-dil. And it is said the whole world is looking for this peace of mind, contentment of heart. It's only people are seeing it in different things. Some people see it in money, some people see it in a certain lifestyle, certain people see it in fashion, certain people see it in living a certain standard of life, in all different things. Yeah, beautifully Hazrat explains, where do you find peace of mind? One time Hazrat said, ke rain mein chain nahi. In rain there isn't chain. Chain is ala bi dhikrillah tatma'innul qulub, in the remembrance of Allah. And remembrance of Allah is not we sit 5-10 minutes and we make zikr, that whatever we are doing, even if we are making namaz, with the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. Then that is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We are doing business also, no problem. Can be a wealthy person also, but with the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, that we are not doing anything wrong, our deals are correct, etc., clear according to Sharia above board, then no problem. Can be doing business also. We can be sitting with the wife and children and talking also with the conscience of Allah Ta'ala. That is what is the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So that we have to try and imbibe. And when the person does that, you will get sukoon-e-dil. In everything then, you will find peace of mind. And Hazrat explains it very beautifully in this poem, that where do we get this peace of mind, and what is this peace of mind? Agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa pata, had I not found the medicine of the heart from Allah wala, and the medicine of the heart, the conscience of Allah Ta'ala, taqwa, the fear of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, that a person remains with that all the time. And that will come when a person stays with some Allah wala, and then it rubs off onto us also, and we get that also into us, that we also with the conscience of Allah all the time. We start the car, before we start, Bismillah, the du'as we read. Then as we are driving, remembering Allah Ta'ala, our gazes the whole day, wherever we are, controlling our gazes, the various duas of the various occasions. That also, just today this one dua came, which hopefully all of us are aware of. When removing clothes, the dua to read. Bismillahilladhi la ilaha illahu. Very short. And then when you read that, it is a protection against shaitan. Whenever we're taking off our clothes, Bismillahilladhi la ilaha illahu. On the one side, in this times, 100 shaheed sawab also. And protection also. And the great reward of ittiba'i sunnat also. For following the sunnat. So easy it is. How long does it take? And so, it's not difficult to learn and to memorize. We know all the words. Bismillahilladhi la ilaha illahu. Just that we have to read. And inshallah, we will get all this off. And Allah make us conscious that when we wearing clothes to read the dua also. Hopefully also all of us remember to read the dua when we wearing clothes. The one dua which is so beautiful and the rewards also so great. Maulana Usman Kadwa Sahib of Amzinto, he related to me that Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told him that when you, after eating, a person reads this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha or hadha ta'am. Allah alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. All your past sins are forgiven. Now why, where can we get a deen like that? You enjoyed a wonderful dish of biryani, roast, you had a braai, whatever it might be. But you just read the dua and you didn't get up for tahajjud. And all your past sins. Ulama say it's minor sins. For major sins we should make tawbah from ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And if there are rights of people over us, we must fulfill those rights also. These are all the minor sins that will be forgiven. But Allah is Kareem also. And how many ulama say they hope that Allah will forgive. That is the karam of Allah Ta'ala. But by rule, we should make tawbah, sincere tawbah of our major sins. And if you read this dua, he said, Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawli minni. And then when for clothes you read this dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi kasani hadha or hadha thawb min ghayri hawli minni wala quwwa. Then all your past and future sins are forgiven. So, Maulana Usman said, he asked Haji Farooq Sahib that even major sons, he said, what is it far-fetched from the mercy of Allah? But the rule is, for major sons, we should make tawbah, sincere tawbah. So, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala is very, very merciful and kind. And He has left, He has created us to obey Him. But we are created, Allah Ta'ala Himself says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. In the hadith, كُلُّكُمْ خَطَّاعُونَ. We are all wrongdoers, sinners, and the best are وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. Or كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. The best of all sinners are those who make tawbah. So a person who continuously makes tawbah. So this dawa we will get from Allah Wala. When we sit with them, and then we will become conscious. Otherwise, normally a person who just like on his own, making his ibadat also, but like Bad Nazri, who will make tawbah of it? Then when we go in the company of Allah Wala, they will remind us, over and over it is spoken about, a person thinks about it. But Gumani, to think bad about other people, which also is so common. In fact, we are reading one, but there was a great worshipper in the time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam who made great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. And there was a great sinner also. So one time, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was walking, this worshipper went and he fell down at the feet of Isa alayhi salam, great Allah Wala, great Nabi of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, and you appreciated it. And that sinner was looking from a distance. And he felt so, like such a wretched person I am. I commit so much sins, etc. And look at them, they are so great people, so pious. Isa alayhi salam, the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And this worshipper, all the time in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So he felt that way. When this worshipper looked at him, and then he thought, what a sinner. And he made dua to Allah, that Ya Allah, Qiyamah Day, don't let me be anywhere near him. This year is a serious thing. So Allah Ta'ala said that him, because of his pride, I will send him to Jahannam, the worshipper. And so many times we also, and in the kitabs it's written, many great Sufis, Buzurgs, but this little pride that comes, jealousy that comes, and that is where Shaitan got knocked out. That Allah Ta'ala had said, I'm going to give the vicegerency of the earth, the khilafat of the earth to somebody. He was fully in strong hope before the world was inhabited by shayateen, by jinnat. Jinnat by nature are more rebellious, they commit more sins. So Allah Ta'ala had them destroyed. Iblis was also from among them, but he was very pious in the great worship. And by the intercession of the Malaika, he got accepted to stay with the Malaika. He wasn't a favorite angel, but he got accepted there. And he was very keen that he will be the person. That will be the person that will get this vicegerency, the khilafat from Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala gave it to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, then he made his mantiq, his logic, that he's created from sand, I'm created from fire, I'm more superior, I should have got it. And he objected to the law of Allah, and he refused to fulfill the command of Allah in honor to respect Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He's the one who refused. So we also have to think, like sometimes mashura in jamaat, who's going to make bayan, and I feel that I must get the bayan, and it's given to somebody else. Now that feeling comes in your heart, that why it's given to somebody else. And just the natural feeling, that's without beyond your control. That is no problem. But when you're building on it, and now more and more, and worse if you even speak to somebody. Now, why they made him the Amir? He's not fit to be the Amir. Or anywhere else, not only in Jamaat, in anything. This happens in the family, everywhere. Shaykh gives Khilafat, and somebody feels, I'm more worthy of Khilafat. How come he's got Khilafat? So all this year, this is also that that what Shaitan hid. So this is a very common thing, the great Buzurgs, right? Amongst worshippers and amongst Abids and worshippers of Allah Ta'ala. They also write there that Abid, he was worshipping his worship. That his ibadat, he was thinking, I'm a glorified person, honorable person. Humility wasn't coming in him. Ibadat is to bring abdiyat in a person. But his ibadat was taking him that because of my ibadat I'm somebody great. And this is also very common with knowledge, even dini knowledge, even dunya's knowledge. A person, on account of his knowledge, he feels I'm more superior. On account of my ibadat, on account of my know-how, on many things, I'm more superior. And this comes very easily into a person. Even just by the people shaking your hands, and Hazrat, kissing your hands, very easily it comes. And then how many times our satis also say, we also wish people must make musafa with us, kiss our hands, etc. This is a common thing that happens. So there is a very dangerous, and it's a thing we have to be alerted about. Because very easily a person can fall prey to it. Then with all our ibadat and everything, then again, they explain there very beautifully also, very important and pertinent point. It's not that every sinner is now going to go to Jannah. And it is no license to commit sins. But he was feeling guilty. If a sinner is committing sins and he doesn't feel guilty about it also, and very openly and daringly is committing sins, this doesn't apply to him. And the person who is obedient to Allah, how can he be equal to the person who is committing sins? They can't be equal. This is that sinner who is feeling remorseful. And he's feeling sad that I'm so bad and I've committed so much sins. I'm committing so much sins. I'm such a bad person. And that abid who hasn't got pride, what to say about him? Who's making his ibadah and is on guard. Shaitan attacks everyone differently. For a alim, for an abid, you won't take him to a cinema. You won't take him to show all other wrong things to the casino or somewhere. You will let him make his ibadah. But he will attack him with pride, bring pride in there. And easily to make atiraz on other people. One alim, makes ehtiraz on another alim. Very easily it happens. One abid makes ehtiraz on another abid. These are all very, very common things. So these are things that we have to be on our guard. And there is no protection for us. We say on our guard, but really it's only Allah's help. Kaam banta hai fazal se akhtar. Hazrat say that Allah's fazal, with that your work will be done. Fazal ka asra lagaye hue hai. We are just hoping Allah must make His fazal on us. His nazar-e-karam, His kindness, only Allah can protect us. That is, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no turning away from sin and no power to do good but by the help of Allah. We are continuously in need of the help of Allah. If Allah's help is there with a person, that person, Allah will save him and protect him. And also the dua, Allahumma la tu'ammina makrak. Your plans which you have got, oh Allah, let us not feel comfortable that we in safety zone, we in comfort zone. When Shaitan was expelled from Jannah and he became the enemy of Allah Ta'ala, Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salatu wasalam, other malaika stood very stunned and shocked, and for thousands of years. Allah asked them, why is your condition like this? They say, look at Shaitan, Abid, who did that. There wasn't a span of ground left where he didn't make ibadah. Alim, he knew the shariats of all the Anbiya with the fine points, with the fine print also. And he was a arif of Allah. He knew Allah's, Allah he knew also. But yeah, he has been expelled. Well, our Shaykh writes, he was an ashik. Ashik doesn't look at logic or anything. He just follows whatever he is told. So anyway, so Allah Ta'ala told them, Kunu hakada. You just stay like that. So that is how a person must be always afraid. Not take it, I'm maqbool by Allah. This naz is a very serious thing. As long as a person, that I'm okay, I'm safe zone, comfort zone, I don't have to worry. Yeah. We find the great awliya, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, should fear so much that I'm a hypocrite. Whom Allah ta'ala khayrul quruni qarni. Now, with the best of the people of times, with the people of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they are fearing this. Great awliya fear this all the time. So may Allah Ta'ala, not also so much that we can't do anything anymore, no, but we must have that consciousness. After we make namaz, also think, Ya Allah, is my namaz accepted or not? Because it comes clearly in the hadith, some people's namaz is accepted 10%, 20%, 80%, 100%, whatever. Some people's namaz is thrown back at them. So we don't know. So we have to fear Allah Ta'ala and we beg. And also we can make this dua which will be inshallah very helpful for us. That Ya Allah, my whole life, whatever ibadat forms you gave me, I went for Hajj, Zakat I gave, I went Jamaat, I went Umrah, whatever, all my namazes, my rozas, my tilawat, Ya Allah, these were just forms, you put reality in them. And oh Allah, if for any reason they were rejected by you, you are that kind Allah that you will still accept it, and I beg you to accept it. And then again, sometimes we made some ibadat, like for example, that famous story about the Hajj, that person who made three Hajj, etc. And then told that his servant bring my zamzam of the third Hajj to show. So if we destroyed some ibadat, Allah gave us tawfiq, nobody knew of that ibadat. We went and speak about it and we spoke in order to show that I made so much ibadat. If we speak for encouragement, but it's not easy. That is for a person who has reached that level that he's not affected at all. And he's encouraging other people and he says that I did this ibadat, I did that ibadat or whatever. Or I gave so much for this masjid, I gave so much. And he's encouraging other people. No problem if he's sincere and he's encouraging. But if it is done for show, all that is. But we can make dua to Allah. Allah's doors are open. That Ya Allah, those ibadats you gave me tawfiq, I did them and then I destroyed them. You put them back again on record. And in fact, even increase the sawab than what it was even before. Allah is Kareem, we know Allah is Kareem. Allah is Rahim, Allah is Rahman. So we have great hopes in Allah Ta'ala. But we must also, al-Iman bayn al-Khawfi wal-Raja. Iman is between the two, the fear also, and the hope in Allah's mercy. If we look at ourselves, our actions, then we sort of lose hope. But when we look at the mercy of Allah, that the person who killed 100 people, he was also forgiven. That bad woman, but just because she gave that cat, she gave the dog water, she was put into Jannah. So that one lady, Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahab, Dhamad Barakatum, explained that evil woman doing all her wrong things, everything, but when she was passing away, she's talking Arabic. And people were surprised, the house people. They asked, they called the Tarisa from the masjid. When he came and see what he was saying, Hadani Rajulani Yakulani Li Utkhulil Jannah. These two people are telling me, these two men enter into Jannah, proper Arabic. And she don't know a word of Arabic. Then when they asked why, what was it, we knew her to be a woman like this. All what they, she used to be very particular about, that when Azan time, tell everyone, shh, shh, Azan is going, respect the Azan. So respect of Azan is a great thing, which today unfortunately also can be who, but we don't respect the Azan. We don't reply to the Azan generally also. So this is a great, great ibadah. Well, Allah Ta'ala, if he has to look for faults, nobody will pass on the day of. Besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, who are ma'asoom. But Allah just looks for an excuse. Any small excuse. And Allah passes the person. So Allah is very kind. So agar Allah walo se nahi dil ki dawa paata, if I would not have found the medicine of the heart from Allah wala, bahut mushkil tha apne nafs sarkash ko daba paata, it would have been very hard for me to control my nafs, which is so rebellious. This rebellious nafs of mine, how should I have controlled it? And we know, and today one alim found, he said, today the fitnas, now is this fitna, before you know what, there's another fitna, before you know what, there's another fitna. And now, common also, he said that people are saying that the old ulama, their view is that. So in other words, you don't have to listen to them. So today, it's becoming a serious matter. So how are you going to control all these matters? And you know, from the old school of thought, you are the old people. You are the old forgotten people. So how are you? Today is a very hard time. And fitness from inside. Fitness from outside you can still control somehow. But fitness from inside, and in the name of deen. And so we are facing these hard times. So if we don't have this medicine to strengthen our iman, our connection with Allah, our zikr, our tilawat, our namazes, and namazes also, not only an outward form, but we try to make a connection with Allah Ta'ala. Our du'as, not just customary du'as, but sincerely we beg from Allah Ta'ala, we cry and we beg from Him. Without that, very difficult. Otherwise this nafs, it will lead us terribly astray. And it will lead us astray in the name of deen also. Hey, shaitan will go to everyone, shaitan is different. If he's a Sufi, he's shaitan. If he's a Maulvi, his shaitan is different. If he's a modern person, his shaitan is different. Everyone is different. So we need the help of Allah Ta'ala. Khuda ki sarkashi se khudkashi hai maal o daulat mein. And when a person disobeys Allah Ta'ala, then you find the person committing suicide in wealth, in money. It does not every person, to be maldar is not haram, to be dunyadar. That a person can be a poor person also, and his dunya has love in his heart. And a person can be a rich person, but no love of dunya in his heart. That person will be successful. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explained, and today we see this quite a bit. He explained that one person, Buzur, great wali of Allah, going for Hajj. On his way, he stopped at his friend's place, who was also a great Buzur. But he was a wealthy person. So he had a beautiful house, everything. He stayed there. When he was going, he just told him, you also join me for Hajj, I'm going for Hajj. Immediately he got ready. And he went. And the next where they stopped, this first Buzurg, he said, oh, I forgot my lota, my can to make wuzu, I forgot it there by your house. So he said, is that all your Buzurg? You just told me come, and I left my whole palace, you can say, my whole luxurious home. And you, one lota you are worried about. one jug you are worried about. So whether you are poor or rich, that does not matter. But the love of dunya. You can have a 10 million check right in the pocket, by near your heart, but don't have one cent in your heart. We have to make that effort. All this is very nice to talk in that, but Allah give us the real. And if we make that effort, Allah is that kind being. A person wants to become a hafiz and he's trying. Even if he's learning the same ayat 1 month, 1 year, the same supara, but he keeps on trying, Allah will raise him amongst the ufas. So Allah Ta'ala, if we keep on trying to become Allah wala, Allah will keep us, will put us amongst them on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. So, when a person becomes dunya dar, breaks the laws of Allah, he doesn't worry, he just wants wealth, etc., then a person commits even so, what conditions the people become. Kabhi Allah walo se nahi aisa suna jata. Allah wala hua, the genuine Allah wala, you don't hear that they have committed suicide. Because they got that itminah. Outwardly they can mean so much of difficulty, hardship, and many instances of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam. In fact, it comes in the hadith. The most difficulties that come, trials that come on a person are the Anbiya. And amongst them, the most on Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But inside, the heart is, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum say, we never saw anyone smile as much as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And yet, what da'imul huzan, da'imul fikr, all the time that worry, that deep worry in his heart all the time. But outwardly, how he's showing all the time. And this also, that ma ja'ala alaykum fi dini min haraj, that Allah Ta'ala hasn't made anything in deen difficult for you. Then we find many things to be difficult. How do you reconcile the two? Easily, that when a person has that deep love for something, all the difficulties he goes through, he doesn't worry at all. What difficulties he goes through. Today, for a wedding, people go for shopping where and where. Outwardly it's difficult, lot of money, all the preparation, how long, but that feeling that they have got for it. And tell the same people, come here in the Khanka, go 40 days Jamaat, go 3 days Jamaat, very hard. But, and those who got that love for three days for Jamaat, for example, we know they got no money, they got nothing, but I just want to go. And once that comes in a person, he just wants to go. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali was making bayan here in South Africa in a ijtima, and in the middle of the bayan, two youngsters stood up from Cape Town. They say, we are ready. Maulana said, wait. Time will come for that jazba. Once that jazba comes, then everything becomes easy. Now what hardships you can go through, you don't find them as hardships. And if that is, if you don't have that, everything is a problem for you. Whatever, they make your tashkil, they tell you this, you got to answer. You tell you that, and you want to go, you just make your plan. So that we need. And that is what a man of Allah have, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu. When you got that, you'll turn the world upside down. And that we have to cry and beg from Allah Ta'ala. And that's the greatest gift that whom Allah Ta'ala gives that to. Sukoon e dil utarta hai falak se ahle taqwa par. And this peace of mind and contentment of heart comes from Allah on those people who are connected with Allah. Then it comes down on them. And from within their heart, they find a peace of mind, contentment of heart. Badu hukm khuda, science da, phir kaise pa jata. If it wasn't the command of Allah, then how can the scientist find it? Which Hazrat explains in the next line, agar petrol ke maamin hota ye sukoon-e dil, if this peace of mind, contentment of heart, if it was like petrol which you boil in the ground and you take it out, jis zameen mein karke boring, usko har kafir bhi pa jata. Every non-believer should also have dug in the earth and taken it out. But it doesn't come from you, it comes from Allah, on whose heart Allah puts it. And then that person is happy all the time. Wherever he is, whatever condition he is, keeping rozas in summer, he's happy. He doesn't even feel it. The hajjud is up. May Allah give us all tawfiq, give us that jazba, that love and that feeling for Allah Ta'ala. Buto ki ishq se dunya mein har aashiq hua paagal. Worshipping these idols, every worshipper of the idols became mad in this world. Whether it is it illicit love affairs that a person has, or whether it is wealth you want at any cost, you'll do down somebody, even have somebody murdered, anything, but I just want dunya all the time. So such people, what is the result? They became mad. Gunao se shuku paata, to kyu pagal kaha jata. And if in all these wrong things, why would they say that this person is gone mad? Going to the casinos, going to all these evil places, and associating with all the wrong people, etc. This is what you think you are getting. In poison, you are thinking you are getting medicine. Poison is poison. How can you get medicine? How can you get shifa in there? That is different. That those also Allah wala, one king sent to Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam three presents. If I remember the other two, among that he sent poison also. He said, this is for your enemies. So if you want to kill your enemy, Nabi sallallahu alayhi drink it up. That I don't need it, and nothing happened. That is what that iman, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that is those people. Few other things. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge for himself. Anything about himself, he forgave everyone. The Jewish woman who brought a lamb or something poisoned. And it affected Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the end of his life. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam let her go. But for the deen of Allah, he says, even if my daughter Fatima has to steal, her hands will also be cut. But for her personal things, he just forgave, wholesale forgiveness. And this forgiveness, Allahu Akbar, the ulama write, that was the thing, like when the conquest of Makkah, it took place, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just forgave everyone, whoever, left, right and center, amnesty. And that brought all the Arabs, united them. On a small issue, if one person's animal went and grazed on the next person's ground, feuds for 100 years would carry on. And they would, on their dying bed, said, you must keep on fighting with those people. People there where there was impossibility of joining them, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole Arab world he joined. And then where and where Allah Ta'ala took his deen. All this when he forgave. In the same way, when the Mongols invaded Iraq, Baghdad, all these places. In Baghdad, they didn't leave one single Muslim over. Everyone. Another town, 40 Muslims were weed away. And now they were like the untouchables. They were like the town trodden, nothing. And these people were ruling. But because those people still had qualities of Islam who were left, that changed those people's hearts. And then they forgave them, and Islam spread again in all those. So this is the qualities we have to bring in our lives. And today, knowledge we got, a lot of other things, but these qualities are not in us. No, Allahu Akbar. Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, once winter night, my nephew Maulana Yahya Ishaq told me they were in Jamaat, Nizamuddin Markaz, cold night, and they came to the toilets. So Maulana had a jersey on, cold it was, and a Mewati came, and he's also shivering. Maulana took out his jersey and gave it to him. He went in the toilet and he came out again immediately. So he told Maulana Yahya, tell him I didn't give him the jersey just to hold for me while I'm in the toilet. I gave it to him. He said, I don't know, perhaps I can die also. So let me complete this work first. And he says he used to find Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib cleaning the toilets in Nizamuddin tahajjud time. And today we complain all the time that this is not right, this is dirty, that is dirty. Where are these people? Allah give us such qualities, inshallah. Bacho gande amal se amrado se door ho jao. Stay away from homosexuality. Keep yourself away wherever this opportunity can come. Keep yourself away. And ye also don't think that I am safe. Alhamdulillah, Allah has saved the ummah generally. It is not in us, but you can't say when Allah can involve a person in what. So all guna, stay away from them. And stay away from asbabi guna. The things that can lead you to guna, those things also stay away. Then you can be hopefully safe. Otherwise, very easily this can come. Agar ye fail achha tha, khuda patthar na barsata. If this was something good, Allah shouldn't cause stones to rain down on the people of Sodom, Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's people, how terrible it is, a guna, that Allah sent down his punishment in the form of rain. And today it's passed in parliaments, and today you're not allowed to speak against it also. What a time we are living in. So these are great, great sins. نہیں ممکن تھا ان کی راہ میں میرا قدم رکھنا. And going towards Allah should not have been possible. Like it comes in the hadith, a time will come when to stay on deen will be like holding burning coal in your hand. Like that it will become difficult. That is the deen, which is the true deen. Otherwise you cut and chop and make it a deen that suits you, then that is a different thing. But the true deen that will be that you find it hard to hold. اگر جذب کرم کے دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا, اگر جذب کرم کے دل نہیں کوئی صدا پاتا. If I would not have found by the kindness of Allah that voice in my heart that you follow deen properly, that Allah gives you that contentment. That dunya is just 2 minutes compared to 1 day of akhirat. Akhirat is not 1 day, is forever and ever and ever. So just you make sabr, you follow this deen of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in its true form, and then that makes me that I can carry on. Otherwise a person, if you're looking at dunya, comforts of dunya, how they are living it up, what their holidays they going for, how they building houses and what they doing, then you will also get involved in it, but you make sabr. میں تھک جاتا ہوں اپنی داستان درد سے اختر. حضرت سے I get tired talking, and we seen حضرت with our eyes. Once حضرت was in Mauritius, there was a jamaat also, and حضرت started speaking about deen after fajr to them, and they were listening also. So حضرت, he gets very happy when you say I get 2 ears who really want to listen, then it gives me joy that I teach the love of Allah Ta'ala. Mir Sahib came so many times, حضرت breakfast is gone cold, breakfast is ready, breakfast is gone cold. Hazrat said, Mir Sahab, also Rahmatullah Alina, were you worried of nashta, dunya's food? I'm worried of spiritual food here. Yeah, I've got this opportunity. So Hazrat, how? He just gave bayan finish, go in the room, and he will repeat again, he will talk again. And somebody else comes again. That is the jazba that a person has. So Hazrat says, I get tired talking. But what can I do? Magar main kya karu? Chup bhi nahi mujhse raha jata. I can't keep quiet also. That enjoyment when a person gets it, he can't keep quiet. He wants to give it to the next person also. May Allah bless us with all these realities in His great kindness and mercy, inshallah. This kitab, Kashkol-e-Marifat, we read previously about the virtues of ilm and ulama. And we can remember it was very ajeeb that يَرْفَعُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ, that how Allah has raised the stages of those people who were given ilm. And in there was a discussion, there was those people who were the munafiqeen, and they were excluded completely. Then there are the mu'mineen, but they are not alims, their position is high. And those who are mu'mineen and alims also, how high is their position. May Allah out of His kindness make us all amongst those people. And love the ulama. By the love of the ulama, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, a person will be with who he loves. Allah will put us with them, the great ulama. And the ulama of Islam, what knowledge Allah has given. Even till today, what knowledge Allah Ta'ala has given. Maulana Musa explained one instance to the students that there was an alim, very great alim, and he had a lot of knowledge, everything, and other religions comparative also very much. So the Christian king sent a message, if there's anything left to us, that send somebody to debate. So this is the alim. He became so famous that he was close to the king also because of his great knowledge he had. So the king sent him, you're the right person. He went there and he presented such dalail and proofs that they had no answer whatsoever. Now the king got worried that my priests also are going to become Muslims. So he thought, I have to use another strategy and plan here. He took him and in a room, he brought his daughter He says, I offer you my daughter in marriage. Very extremely pretty. So he said that, yes, okay, I'm prepared to marry her. But he said, one condition, you must become a Christian. So he agreed. And he became a Christian. So this is that even knowledge, that's in it, and the reason then why. Then they one and explained why this happened. That when he was studying, at that time, one day, two friends were going, two people, to some buzurg to visit. So he asked, where are people going? He said, we're going to visit this buzurg. So he said that, let me also come with. So the one of them was going in order to take du'as from the buzurg to get lot of money, to become a rich man. And the other one was going to get lot of barakat in his knowledge, to know his knowledge, to practice on it, to propagate it, to teach it to other people. And he went with, he said, I'll be asked the buzurg such questions that he won't have answers for it. When they got there, when the buzurg came in the place where the majlis was, he said, you have come here for money, you will swim in money. Allah will give you so much. You have come here for knowledge, Imam Ghazal, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah. You have come for knowledge and barakat in your knowledge, you will get knowledge. And you, I can see you are a great alim, but I see you burning in the fire of Jahannam. So Allah save us all. So our intentions, our actions everywhere are very, very important. That what the intentions we have and what our actions are. Anything else? Yeah. Allah Ta'ala make our hifazat and guide us. Chand ahadith mubarakah ulama ki fazilat mein. This is with regard to the virtues of the ulama. An Abi Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu marfu'an. Fadlu al-alim ala al-abid ka fadli al-qamar laylat al-badr ala sairi al-kawakib. That the virtue of an alim over an abid, and this abid, ulama explained, who knows the basic masalas. Otherwise, the alim who doesn't know any masalas also, abid, and is ignorant, he'll make sometimes namaz without wuzu also, he doesn't know his wuzu is broken. So, abid who's got the basic masalas, but the alim, his virtue over that abid, is kafadli al-qamar. It's like the virtue or the greatness of the moon, when it is the 14th full moon, ala sa'ir al-kawakim. On all the stars, how the stars are small, and that moon, 14th moon, how bright it is. It's like that, the alim's virtue is over an abid. So Allah has given great, great position to the ulama. And may Allah put in our hearts the love and respect for the ulama. Today, because of all what is happening, people are saying we lose respect for the ulama. And the differences between the ulama, let us not open our mouths against any alim. Very serious. Let us be very careful about this. And their differences, they'll sort it out. That's their business. Now, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also had differences. They will sort it out. We must just have respect. And al-Hasan qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man jaahu al-maut wa huwa yatlubu al-ilm. A person, when maut comes on him and he was seeking knowledge, and mashallah, how many students have passed away while they were still studying, and why he was doing this? To bring Islam alive again. That is why he was studying. That deen must come in me, and then afterwards I won't go and become a taxi driver, or I won't do something else, but to bring deen alive. And this also needs, as in the one ayat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that a person who acquires this knowledge and then he makes sabr. One, difficulties will come. You're not going to get a big pay packet or something like that. And the other, that yaqeen on that knowledge. That this is the knowledge that will give me salvation. And you have the trust on that knowledge. For such people, Allah Ta'ala, that opens the ways for such people. So and we see our great buzurgs, wherever they were. For example, the great in Ajmer, Khaja Mu'inuddin Chishti, rahmatullah alayh. He was from another country. Chisht is in another country. But to spread deen, he came there. And then how they spread deen? All these great, great buzurgs, Hazrat Maulana Ali Mia Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali, writes that now whatever people are doing there, that is a different thing. But these people came here to spread deen. And they established deen there, and they brought deen in this place. And their environment wasn't like ours. But Hindus, and those Hindus of those times that were very staunch, and they had to work amongst them. And on his one journey from Ajmer to Agra, how many hundreds of thousands of people accepted Islam. So this is that when you get that knowledge, then you go and sit in one place, go in Jama'at, travel around. But now that you want to spread that knowledge also, you practice yourself also, and that is the best way. As it comes that money is such a thing, the more you spend it, the less it becomes. But knowledge, the more you spend it, the more it becomes. And knowledge also, money also for the sake of Allah. What ikhlas a person spends, it doesn't become less. Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Ta'ala وَيُرْبِي sadaqat. Sadaqah, charity, Allah makes it increase all the time. The next hadith, وَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بَيْنَ الْعَالِمِ وَالْعَابِدِ مِئَةَ دَرَجَةٍ. There will be between an alim and an abid, and here again the abid who has got the basic knowledge, 100 levels between them, 100 darjas, 100 stages, the difference will be between them. Bayna kulli darajatain hadar al jawad al muzmir 70 sanatan. And between the two will be where a fast galloping horse travels for 70 years. So much difference between one stage and the next. And this will be 100 stages. How high won't the alim be? May Allah bless us with the knowledge of deen. And if we haven't acquired, for whatever reason, then love the ulama and don't criticize them, and make our children ulama. So we can do that. Try and encourage them to become alims. In the next hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qiyamat ke din teen qisam ke hazrat shafaat karenge. Three, five groups of people by the permission of Allah will intercede. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they're going to intercede for the ummah. Ulama. And the ulama will intercede, like it comes in a hafiz, we usually hear, and sometimes the question comes to mind, that we never hear about alims for how many, they studied 6-7 years. You became a hafiz in 2-3 years. When you were a young child, you became hafiz. And they're going to take 10 people. The ulama will take as many as the stars in the sky. So many people they will intercede for and take them to Jannah. May Allah make us of who are those true ulama. Not just with the title of alim, but who are the true ulama. And one person has written that innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. On that ayat he has written that who is an alim, not a person who knows knowledge, but a person how much fear of Allah he has got. That is what is an alim. May Allah bless us with that quality, that fear of Allah Ta'ala. First, our elderly people, how much of fear they had of Allah Ta'ala. One father, he became a bit old, so the son who is an alim told him, sit on a chair and make namaz now. So he says, what kind of an alim are you? That you're telling me I mustn't put my head on the ground for Allah. So he was out of saw his condition of the father, and we must be careful. So many times we say that we will do this, we will do that. Look at these people sitting on chairs. When we reach that age, Allah save us. Now to talk is very easy, but when it falls on a person, that person knows his condition. So we must not just be to make big claims. We don't know what it is. Only time our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say a person can make big claims will be on Qiyamah Day. Otherwise in this dunya, we don't know what is waiting for us. What conditions, we must not be so vociferous in these things. The next hadith, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam ko ikhtiyar diya gaya, ilm aur mulk aur maal ke darmiyan, that you want knowledge or you want government, country, or you want money, wealth. This is very important also. Bas aapne ilm ko ikhtiyar farmaya, he chose knowledge. When he chose knowledge, Allah Ta'ala اس اخلاص کی برکت سے آپ کو بھی علم کو علم بھی عطا فرمایا اور علم کی بدولت ملک اور مال بھی عطا فرمایا. اللہ تعالیٰ did not only give him knowledge, Allah gave him then government also, and Allah gave him wealth also. What a great and wealthy Nabi he was of Allah Ta'ala. In the same way which comes in the hadith that the woman is married for one of four reasons. Either for her money, or her beauty, or her position in society, or for her deen. Then that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then he said, marry for the sake of deen. Look at a woman who has got deen in her. And when you will do that, Allah will give you the other three things also. She will be beautiful also, Allah will give you wealth also, and she will have position in society also. But if you look for one of those things, one alim explained, if you look for money, that is the way of the Jews. Then your lifestyle with your children will become like that. If you marry for beauty, that is the way of the Christians. Then your lifestyle will become like that. And if you marry for position in society, that is like the way of the Hindus. They got too much of that. Your lifestyle will become like... If you marry for deen, you will be on the way of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And today, everyone only looks at beauty. That is all. Not only the boy himself, even his mother and father. Especially the mother talks a lot and she goes around asking, but they are very particular, the girl must be beautiful. They are very particular of that. So if Allah puts it into us by His tawfiq that we look for deen, Allah will give everything. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا ہے رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے مننے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Inshallah, on Laylatul Sabt, that is this Friday night coming, will be our monthly majlis in Homestead Park. Inshallah, after the Isha Salah, our Jamaat is at 7:30. 7:30 is Jamaat, and after that, inshallah, will be the program. And then on Laylatul Ahad, on Sunday night, after the Maghrib Salah, on the Saturday night, after the Maghrib Salah, inshallah, at the Darul Ulum, our monthly Ash'ar Majlis, and Ash'ar and Zikr Majlis will be taking place after the Maghrib Salah. So I am going to request the brothers, inshallah. And then on Yawmul Ahad, on Sunday morning from 10 o'clock, the Majlis will take place. I am going to request for all the brothers to participate and to encourage other brothers also to come for the program.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Shafi'ina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Salim. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أعنا بالعلم وزينا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أصلح عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم أحيي الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لهذا. ربنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وصحبه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.